It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring you the latest music and interviews from the local bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll chat with Alan DeMello of Vendetta Rose, and Danny Muro and Joey DeMeo of the Killin' Floor Project. We'll also rock a track from this week's Jersey Rock Home Showcase band Commonwealth and do a great tune from Kodiak. But first, let's kick things off with the Jersey Rock debut of Cult of She. The video for this rad new track is this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week at WRAT.com. Check it out right now. Here's Cult of She with One Bad Day Away on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Jersey Rock Podcast. The video for that track is this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week at WRAT.com. And while this may be Cult of She's Jersey Rock debut, That band has been on this program many times before. You may remember them as Roulette. And while all the players are the same, we're totally digging the new sound and name. Check them out at cultofshe.com. Cult is spelled with two T's. Joining us over the phone is Alec DeMello of Vendetta Rose. They have a new single out. We're about to rock. Alec, thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dude, always a pleasure. First off, thank you so much. You guys turned in such an epic performance on the Jersey Rock Home Showcase. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's always appreciated. It was such a blast doing that. It was fun because we got like some new songs that we actually showed.
Yeah, I'm liking the new tunes. And if anyone missed it, they can view the video right now up at facebook.com/95.9therat. Or just go over to WRAT.com. It's on the Jersey Rock page. I assume you guys have been pretty hard at work and some new tracks done.
Oh, yeah, definitely for sure. Like, I've been writing so much and learning how to just produce on my own since it hasn't been a thing right now. Going to, like, studios just for, like, safety and social distancing. Amazing.
The last show that I went to was a Jersey Rock Home Showcase, the night before everything got locked down. But before that, I saw you guys over at the Lanes. You guys were headlining. You had Reality Suite, Nick Ryan of the Mess, and the Flukes in the bill. And it was an absolute epic night. Was that your last actual show?
Yeah, that was like our last show. And it was like so crazy because I felt like literally that week, the next day was like the St. Patrick's Day parade. And everything just looks like absolutely crazy. Like we were all of a sudden just locked down in our houses and like right after the show. So like abrupt.
Yeah, things got weird real fast. It was funny because it was like the last night of normalcy, honestly.
It's like crazy. We all like talked about it like at practice and we're like, it's really the last night.
Yeah, and but it was a great night. I'll say that duet you did with Kimmy from Reality Suite. Did you guys plan that before time?
Yeah, we actually did a rehearsal with them. It was a great time. We had a lot of fun playing with them. They're very talented Reality Suite. That medley was, like, so much fun because, like, I just came up with it on the piano, and, like, I brought it to the band, and then we brought Kimmy to it. It was just really awesome.
It was a cool night and very theatrical and everything. And now you guys, you have been at work. New material. Are there any plans for a release date on, like, an EP or something, or are you just going to drop singles?
We're going to probably drop singles for now. We have so many singles lined up. Some of the songs that we are going to release are like some songs that people have heard before. Songs just as like Ghost to Me, Devil's Dungeon, this new hip-hop rap like rock song, Antisocial. So like these are like three songs that are definitely coming soon.
Cool, yeah, Antisocial you did on the Jersey Rock Home Showcase along with Devil's Dungeon, and they were both awesome. And the track we're doing tonight, this one's available now. How could someone get a hold of Evil Genius?
You can get a hold of Evil Genius anywhere. It is on iTunes, it's on Spotify, it's on Amazon Music, on Tidal. It's on all streaming services. So you can just get it anywhere you want, yeah.
And what's the best way to keep track of what Vendetta Rose is doing?
The best way to keep track right now would be the Instagram or Facebook. We're very active on the Instagram. We try to, like, keep stories. Also, our personal handles. We always, like, do stuff on our personal handles as well. And the website, VendettaRoseBand.com.
And the new track, tell us about Evil Genius.
Evil Genius is a song that I really enjoyed writing because it was a lot different from the songs that are on the EP. My main goal with writing lyrics is to sympathize and also like empathize with other people and really show people that they are not alone. And that the whole EP was basically talking about that, such as adversity, such as depression, overcoming abuse, and just breaking those adversities. But with this song, it really was so different. I wrote like a storyline. In many cases, we have seen this stuff to be true. It's about a story of somebody being wrongfully accused of a crime that they did not commit and being convicted of that crime. It's important to use my voice and really voice my opinion about this and really bring it to light because there are so many people that are wrongfully accused of crimes and they are convicted and they have to face this unfortunate consequence.
It's a great track, heavy subject matter, and I give you mad props for everything that went into it. Alec DeMello of Vendetta Rose, check out this new single now. Keep an eye out for new material coming soon. Dude, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Hell yeah, man. My pleasure. Right now, let's rock this track, the latest from Vendetta Rose. It's Evil Genius on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
promise, meant to break down, let's make sure we're right. We turn from recess, one in drones, it's me with this girl. Difficult to breathe, the lack of pressure.
Country.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Your eyes, about a look in your face, there is something you're
back with Goodbye on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out their Jersey Rock Home Showcase set now at facebook.com/95.9TheRat. You can also find it on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com and learn more about the band at KodiakBand.com. Joining us over the phone are Danny Muro and Joey DeMeo of the Killin' Floor Project. They've got a brand new single out now, The Fire, The Liar, The Snake. It was last week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week up at WRAT.com. View it there right now. Guys, thanks for calling in.
Good to be there.
Hell yeah, it's very cool to have you on here. I found out about you because the other week we did a feature on Mark Weiss and his book, The Decade That Rocked. And he said, well, I want to play this band, The Killin' Floor Project. And some of the members in it are of the first band I ever shot, White Tiger. And, of course, Danny, you were in White Tiger. And do you remember your first shoot with Mark?
It was an interesting thing. He just showed up at a show we were doing. It might have been the Soap Factory or wherever. And he was crawling around the front of the stage. And at the first break we took, he asked if he could shoot us. And, you know, ongoing, he's trying to, you know, get himself into the business of, you know, the rock photographer. I said, yeah, absolutely. I said, just let me review the pictures. And if there's anything we can use, I'd like to use them. I'll give you copyright mention on it. And we get usage rights. And he was like, you got a deal. That was really the beginning of Mark cutting his teeth doing this stuff. And he was around forever, you know. So, yeah, I remember it. I remember it like yesterday. He was a kid with a dream.
Hell yeah. And it was very cool that you guys were there at the forefront of that. Now, fast forward to 2020. You got this new band, The Killin' Floor Project. How did this come to be?
Joey?
Well, The Killin' Floor Project came to be. I had met Danny about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago at a birthday party at a mutual friend. But I had seen White Tiger, you know, probably in 1979 for the first time. And I was just, you know, mesmerized by them. They were just this amazing band. You know, they had the sound, they had the lights, they had the look, you know, and everybody was just a great performer and a great musician. And I always admired White Tiger, you know, and it was something that always stuck with me. So finally, all these years later, you know, I meet Danny at a party, and we just hit it off instantaneously, and we've been best friends ever since. So I feel like I know them my whole life, although it's been 5 years.
Same thing here. I mean, when Joey and I first got a chance to, like, you know, plug the guitars in his studio and just play together, it was like, well, dude, you play like me. let's play around and see what we come up with. So we started bringing guys in and you know, rehearsing. You know, Joey's got Surefire Recording Studios. I mean, the place is a throwback to, you know, everything that was incredible about recording, and it still exists. So it's one of those, you know, it's like a second home to me. Anyway, we're bringing guys in to jam with, and Joey, you know, penned off a lot of this tune that Fire the Liar Snake, and he gave me the music, and, you know, we worked on it a little bit together. He had pretty much done most of the legwork on it. And then I said, you know what, Neil is the lead singer in White Tiger. You know, Neil and I have an enormous history. So, you know, we know we grew up in New Orleans together, Neil and I. So, I mean, we came up from the same musical roots. And I think Joey understood those roots when he, you know, crafted, you know, the skeleton of this song. So I gave it to Neil, and Joey gave it to Neil came in and, you know, had these great lyrics and, you know, this great idea for what he had to do with it. And, you know, we were like looking at each other going, Jesus, man, this is like the stuff we used to do when we were kids. This is incredible. So, you know, it was just one of those moments where you go, let's do this again. So we're just going to keep writing and keep recording and keep doing videos. And we're calling it a project because it's really the core is the three of us, and Carlo Lataraca, he's the drummer, and he's in it for life, I'm sure. And, and you know, the bass is up for grabs.
It's an open chair right now. Well, you know, whoever wants to come in, and, you know, if someone we feel like we want to have on that song, that's what we'll do. If not, I'll play it or Danny will play it. No big deal.
Exactly. But you know, Tom, the thing is that we didn't enter into this thing to try to monetize it or anything. We just entered into it because we found we had like three guys that could do something that was like, whoa, this is like we've been doing this forever. So and we ended up with a great song, and the one we got in the hopper right now is another song that is just going to be equally as good. So as long as we can keep doing things that please us, we hope everybody likes it if they hear it. So, you know, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you putting this on.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I'm stoked to rock this track. We're about to do that. But before we do that, though, Joey, you know, your studio down in Long Branch, Surefire Studios, we're talking off air, and you mentioned, you said old school when you referred to the way you guys recorded this song. Was this done analog? How did you guys record this?
That's a great question. You know, I still have all the old analog tape machines, 2-inch 24-track and my half-inch 2-track and quarter-inch 2-track, but we didn't record it analog. But what I mean by old school is that, you know, just we went in the room and we played it, you know, and that's the old school vibe, you know. And it's basically, you know, all of the old equipment that I have here at the studio, microphones, you know, mic pre's, EQs, compressors. It's all, you know, really stuff that was state-of-the-art back in the 60s and the 70s. And still to this day, in my opinion, there's nothing that compares to the old German microphones and, you know, the old British consoles and things like that. So, you know, it's a throwback to the way Zeppelin did it and Deep Purple and The Who and The Stones and, you know, the Beatles and all that. So that's, you know, that's our roots, you know. So, and for the studio, when I, you know, bought the studio in 1995, that was my goal, was to make it as old school as possible, you know, because growing up and listening to all those records, that's what I want my records that I make now sound like, you know. So that's basically the old school, you know, comment. That's where it came from.
If somebody would like to record at your studio, how do they contact you?
They can contact me via my website, send me an email, or they can contact me via phone, and I would love to talk to them.
And what's the best way to keep track of what the Killing Floor Project is up to, whether it's social media or website? How can people follow you guys musically?
That would be the Facebook page. Which is the Killing Floor Project, right, Joe?
Yes, yep, the Killing Floor Project. We're also on Twitter.
It's Killing, K-I-L-L-I-N.
Yeah, and so, yeah, Twitter and Instagram as well, same name.
And the YouTube channel.
Yes.
So they can follow us all over there. The Facebook would probably be the first landing spot. You can see anything we update there. I haven't built a website. That's what I do for a living, is websites and advertising photography. So we haven't built a website yet, and I don't know that we will. We probably will, but right now Facebook is fine. Through almost 3,000 views in the first week on that video. It just went viral. I mean, not really viral, but I mean for us that was pretty viral. It exploded, and so I figure that, you know, a lot of people are looking at our stuff because a lot of people looked at it. So I don't.
Hell yeah. It's up on WRAT.com right now, Jersey Rock Video of the Week last week. Danny Muro and Joey DeMeo of the Killing Floor Project. Keep an eye out for new material. Check out their awesome new single on YouTube. We're about to rock it, guys. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, man. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Tom. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Hell yeah, same here. Right now, let's do that track. Here's the Killing Floor Project with The Fire, The Liar, The Snake on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
This hunger.
Podcast from Commonwealth, American Dream, on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss Christian Carson and Vinnie Black of Commonwealth performing this Thursday at 9 p.m. on The Rat's official Facebook fan page, facebook.com/95.9TheRat, for the next Jersey Rock Home Showcase. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com and keep an eye on Commonwealth at facebook.com/CommonwealthNJ. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Club Rat is free to join. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@WRAT.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.